on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
In Campus News, a vision for the future in which motorists are persuaded to leave their cars behind and build greener cities one footstep at a time has been picked up the top prize in a global competition for students hosted by the University of Nottingham. The concept was awarded first place in the Universitas 21 Global Ingenuity Challenge 2015, which aimed to test the originality of students by asking them to find innovative solutions to city congestion. In local news, a giant water slide is set to come to Nottingham's Walton Hall in August, in what is being billed as the biggest water party of the summer. City Slide is a 300-metre piece of vinyl, which is equal to the length of three football pitches, has already taken America by storm, and is certainly a place for thrill-seekers to cool off. There's been a huge rise in the number of working-age people having strokes in England, particularly among men in their 40s and 50s. The Stroke Association says figures have risen 25% amongst 20 to 64-year-olds since 2000. It's blaming our unhealthy lifestyles and is urging employees to do more to understand the needs of survivors. Dr. Ellie Cannon thinks we all need to make some changes.
Our lifestyles are sedentary. I think we live in an obesogenic society where we have bad food and very little exercise. So, unfortunately, it is against us, but this type of thing is a very, very serious warning.
Another earthquake set people running out of buildings in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The US Geological Survey says it measured 7.4 in magnitude and struck near the base camp of Mount Everest. More than 8,000 people were killed when an earthquake hit the country last month. A former X Factor contestant, a rapper and a model are among their 16 housemates who entered a redesigned Big Brother house tonight. Channel 5 has taken the unprecedented step of revealing the contestant before the series even starts. Presenter Emma Willis and Ryland Clark will return to the reality show, which is now called Big Brother Time Bomb. England Director of Cricket Andrew Strauss has confirmed that Kevin Peterson is not in his plans for the summer due to a massive trust issue. The batsman finished on 355 for Surrey today and met with his former captain last night. He hasn't, however, ruled out a return for Peterson in the future.
We can't have a situation where the ECB and Kevin Peterson don't trust each other. Everyone knows there's no trust out there. I think we've got to be really open and honest about that and accept that fact. Now, if there's a way to build trust, then let's look at it. But at the moment, we're quite estranged.
The weather today will be cloudy with some sunny spells in the afternoon, with temperatures peaking at around 15 degrees. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 24 minutes to 1.